two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've seen this countless times. The founder sells his company to an investment firm. Next thing, a bunch of bean counters in expensive suits show up and they start laying people off. But not at Sarah Blakely's company. 20 years ago, she invented pantyhose without the feet. Nobody thought of it.
Well, I really think no one else created it because I learn now that men are making all of our undergarments.
So she started Spanx, and her idea was noticed by Oprah.
A couple weeks later, I got a phone call from her, and it said, Sarah, we're going to put you on the show as one of Oprah's favorite things, and I was just ecstatic.
Oprah raved.
This is a Spanx panty, and if you're wearing slacks, you get them where they have the nylons that come down to here. You've not heard of Spanx?
Well, then everybody heard of Spanx. The company grew and grew until last week. Sarah Blakely sold the company to an investment firm for $1.2 billion. There were no layoffs. Instead, Sarah Blakely stood up in front of her employees to say thank you and gave them a gift.
Because to celebrate this moment, I have bought each one of you two first-class tickets to anywhere in the world.
Oh, the employees at Spanx screamed. There were tears. They cried. But Sarah Blakely had more.
You know, if you go on a trip, you might want to go out to a really nice dinner. You might want to go out to a really nice hotel. And so, with everybody's two first-class tickets to anywhere in the world, you are each getting $10,000.
$10,000. So now you can think about where in the world you'd go if you worked for Sarah Blakely. But you don't. And right now, probably wish you did.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.